People.
Welcome back to Popular Podcasts. My name is Jonathan, and today I am joined with
Andy
and Timmy.
And today we're going to be talking about the terrorist attack that happened on the 15th of March in New Zealand.
What were the casualties like, Timmy?
There were 50 killed and 50 wounded.
It's like a total of 100 casualties?
Yes.
Yes, that sounds good.
Who
was the guy who...
Most
evidence is pointing towards Brenton Harrison, Tarrant, as being the killer of all those people. Most of the evidence is just from accounts of what happened.
Social media, Twitter.
Did you guys hear about the Facebook Live video that was live streamed?
That's just terrible.
Someone decided that it was a good time to live stream such a terrible event.
But I feel I don't think they should just be completely blamed, because maybe they were just doing it to try to find evidence on who the person was.
I guess, but...
But then again, Brent Tarrant is he's a 28-year-old white supremacist, so it could have been one of his friends trying to send a message.
Yeah.
That I think that's what they were looking at, they're looking at it now. Not as much as this guy's trying to help it, but maybe, Timmy, you could be right.
So this happened at two mosques, right?
Yes.
Two mosques.
So we know this guy is a white supremacist. He identifies as a ethno-nationalist eco-fascist, which is thinking you're better than everyone else just because you're white.
Yeah, he said create an atmosphere of fear. So he's wants to
he wants them to be scared.
He's also said ignite violence on Muslims.
So this guy he doesn't like Muslims, so that's why he carried out the attack.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about though, because this guy only had he has only had minor traffic infractions. That's the worst he's ever done. He's never been actually
arrested.
It's a big step, yeah. That's insane, going from minor traffic infraction to killing 50 people, 100 casualties.
Also, did you know about the weapons he had? They were military style weapons.
They were.
Yeah, they were automatic rifles, and they were he was using those as well as other various other weapons he kept in his car, which was basically his home base to go get more weapons and ammunition.
Oh yeah, I heard about when he was rebuilding on that ammunition and getting more guns. There was a couple walking across the street, or maybe they just two people, and he shot them out.
Yeah, he was just shooting
anyone
he saw.
Yeah, another terrible thing is it took the police department 36 minutes just to get there. So
36 minutes.
It's terrible time. They had so much time to get from one mosque to another. So by the time they got to the first mosque, he was already on to the second one shooting. Some kid said that he heard shooting for 10 to 15 minutes, and then for 5 minutes stop, then another 5 minutes. So he said to a total of 10 to 15 minutes.
That is not portraying well for the New Zealand police department.
Yeah.
Because I'm not being just because I'm American, I'm not saying that we would be better, but I feel as though 36 minutes is just way too long for help to arrive.
Yeah, because by that time, the guy can technically shoot the person, clean up his mess, take anything he wants to. And then, that's so much time.
And you can only, if this guy is, whoever did this, and let's say that it was, whoever did it,
Ventura.
They killed a 4-year-old girl. He has no remorse.
Cold-blooded.
He's just psychotic. Killing a 4-year-old girl with no remorse.
Just because of her religion or how she looks. That's just crazy.
Did you know that the police station, back to that, they were a mile away, from the scene of the attack?
Just a mile away.
Just a mile.
And it took 36 minutes.
But also, So think about like your everyday police officer in town. Like they always have a gun on them and weapons. In New Zealand, first line police officers are not allowed to have any weapons at all.
So that's probably why they took them so long, because they had to get all the frontline guys geared up.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, that's
they had
that's
to go
problem.
Back and go get weapons. The only thing they can carry is a knife. And they wear a stab-proof vest instead of like a bulletproof vest and holding a gun.
So they're technically trying to get these guys shot. Because if shootout, this guy's not going to be able to do anything.
They were like hoping for the best when they were planning this out, that nothing was going to happen.
Yeah.
Did you hear about how New Zealand thinks they're going to change their gun laws after this attack?
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be.
Yeah, because...
Clearly, after this horrible happens on two different places, they have to do something about it.
Yeah.
But Bob Parker, just a former Christchurch, a religious member, said that it was... He does not know how they did not pick up on Ben Tarrant's intentions, what he's going to do. I mean, I don't know how a guy can get that much armored stuff through a place, and how people wouldn't even know that that threat is going into the
Zealand.
And like you can, so he went on like a really long road trip, just like, I guess, explore the world, and he saw like,
he's from America, right?
He saw like this people like invading country and stuff like that. Like his own grandmother even said that once he came back, he was completely different. Like he wasn't. It wasn't like how he was before. He just, something clicked in his head, and he was just completely different.
So a road trip really changed.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Didn't his grandmother like rat him out? Wasn't the grandmother?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Oh. Yeah, his grandmother like even like clarified for the police, like he was just completely different after the road trip.
Yeah, he also like changed his political views.
Yeah.
So he became a Trump supporter after the road trip. Which many people think like that goes along with why he shot, which I don't think
people can like.
Point fingers like that.
Yeah, that's not Trump's fault. Obviously, it's not. But like, I do mean like Trump. Like some of the Trump stuff Trump says, I disagree with. But that right there, you can't really blame that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess you kind of can in some people's eyes because he promotes guns and stuff.
But you can't. But that.
Yeah. But yeah. I know. He doesn't promote killing. Yeah.
Like, there was like this other like shooting and like. This kid killed 42 people and said they subscribe to a YouTuber.
Yeah.
You can't blame the YouTuber for that.
Yeah. PewDiePie.
Yeah.
On the live stream, actually, they said, the killer said, subscribe to his YouTube channel.
You don't blame the guy.
You don't, yeah.
You
like,
blame the person.
People kept pointing fingers at not anyone. The YouTuber and Trump, just because there was a correlation between those two.
And just because a lot of people don't like them. That's,
yeah.
And if it was, like, someone that they, like, actually like, I don't think they would do that. But.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, you can't blame Trump. You can't blame PewDiePie
some YouTuber.
Like yeah, so.
Do you guys have any last thoughts on this topic?
But
besides being absolutely terrible.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for joining Popular Podcasts, and have a good day.
See ya.